This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, we're into hour number two on this Sunday, October 22nd transmission. I've got massive intel on the enemy and how to stop them coming up. But first, an opportunity to support the broadcast, get a real piece of Americana. Stay with us.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Now, about to talk about something really historic and very, very exciting. There's a lot of angles to this, the limited time we have. But America has been a special place because we aspired to liberty and freedom when nobody else was aspiring to it. We weren't perfect. We were far from it. But it was a place where experiments were allowed and where people could really try to prove themselves, not because of what family they came from or because they were from royalty, but a meritocracy based on what they could produce, what they could do. There were two things that really fueled and funded the colonies and the launch of America in 1776. And both of them are interesting. Both of them have dark histories. But both of them are something that you can't enjoy responsibly. That's, of course, tobacco in the Virginia colony. And that's, of course, whiskey. And Sam Adams with whiskey and beer was one of the main boosters and funders, in fact, probably the biggest funder, of George Washington and our troops. So it was whiskey and beer, not wine. The liberals love to drink. I'm not against wine. It's just a fact that literally fueled the start of our country, along with this tobacco. And I enjoy both, but I've really gotten good over the years at being responsible. Sometimes I might go 4 months, that's the longest I've gone the last few years, with no tobacco or no alcohol. But when I'm with friends, when I'm with family, when I'm with patriots, I enjoy both of them, and they go together like a horse and carriage. So, 2 years ago, I got approached by great patriots from some of my connections who are major craft whiskey producers in Kentucky. So they brought me dozens of these amazing whiskeys that they had developed and also procured. And out of all of them, I like this Kentucky straight bourbon. And again, I'm no whiskey connoisseur. I just know what tastes good, what I like, what, you know, feels good, which, you know, doesn't give you that big hangover after. I liked, out of dozens, over a dozen I tried, this whiskey. Now, the bad news is they only had so many barrels of it, and so it's a limited supply. There's 10,000 bottles of this as of the time I'm cutting this. And it is amazing. And it's been ready for a year because of leftists trying to block it being in stores and behind-the-scenes harassment and debanking and stuff of this major whiskey company. This has been in the warehouse for a year. So it wasn't just aged for the years it was in the barrels. It's been aged by their censorship and went from amazing to incredible. So it's a very special bottle, too. That's why we have all these government documents here in front of me right here. Because if you aim a blacklight at Conspiracy Bourbon, conspiracybourbon.com is the only place to get it. It's got all of these hidden messages on it, on the front and on the back. So like I said, this is really, really special. Limited run, only place to get it. We have the conspiracy imperatives, 10 of them, kind of the Ten Commandments. There's only 10,000 bottles of this at conspiracybourbon.com. Destroy the tyrants. It just goes on and on. This is very, very special. I would imagine that most people that get this are never going to open it. Gut level, I think this is going to be a major collector's item. We could have sold it for $200 in the market. It's 60-something bucks instead, and it's a fundraiser for the operation. We're really, 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 really proud of it. So while you're hanging out with your friends, your family, your coworkers, you name it, it's really important to remember what Americana is all about. And if you are somebody that likes a fine whiskey, well, this is it. And it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. For myself, the entire InfoWars crew, here's to you and here's to America. This isn't some Dylan Mulvaney, Anheuser-Busch, transgenderism, you know, creepazoid targeting our children. This is high-quality American Kentucky whiskey, Kentucky bourbon, funding the second American Revolution against tyrants. So here's all the past patriots, the current patriots, and future patriots. This drink of conspiracy is for you. One place to get it, conspiracybourbon.com. And believe me, this is going to sell out quick, so if you want it, get yourself a bottle today at conspiracybourbon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You know my website, it's Infowars.com, and it is jam-packed with important news. If you truly want to be an informed American, it's better than any newspaper you'll find out there. It's got mainstream alternative news, government documents, posted email, streaming audio, streaming video. I'm pretty proud of this site. It's Infowars.com. You'll definitely want to visit it. Number two of the Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show. Harrison Smith in about 55 minutes takes over with Sunday Night Live from the other studio. I'm going to stay in here and do Robert Barnes and Viva Fry's show. So we'll post that on Infowars.com as well. Pick your poison. All right, so there is an arms race for AI and for world government. And we're told by the WEF, just accept our world government will protect you from the AI that they're forcing down our throats. Nobody wanted Zuckerberg's metaverse. You know, the good news is people are rejecting all of this, but it's being force-fed. I was at a major grocery store today. I don't even go to Whole Foods because it's owned by Bezos now. And then they're all over. They're putting in scanners to get in and making you have apps to buy and sell and scan with your hand at test grocery stores in Europe and some in the U.S. But they were three times while we were there. Hey, I work here at HEB. Will you take the app? We'll get better deals. We're going to. And again, they're not bad employees. But HEB and its controllers are being told by BlackRock to force this through. Because soon you won't be able to even get in the grocery store. It'll be a warehouse where you get delivered the food if you behave yourself, because that's their plan. I know you're going to live that. You'll be watching this if we fail to stop them in 5 years. It's some underground deal. You're not supposed to have it. Thinking, how did he know this? Because it's all there. Replacing humans, making us obsolete. They want to make you obsolete. And that means make the system be able to run without people. So we shop local. We shop independent. And they're making it harder and harder to do that. Okay, let's get serious now. Bill Maher has always been pro-free speech. And even when I got blacklisted, he said, that's wrong. They'll do it to everybody next. That's on the back of the Great Awakening new books, a quote by Bill Maher. Alex Jones gets to speak. Everybody gets to speak. And Bill Maher's powerful enough and successful enough that he runs his own show. Unlike the late-night comedy shows, they admit the Democratic Party literally programs and writes the jokes for. But they've admitted that. Look it up. Chuck Schumer is a consultant for three of the late night shows. And so Maher has a disdain for the tyranny of the left. He's also a big atheist and hates Christians. But what he doesn't understand, what he doesn't get, is that the big corporations are the ones funding all the major universities and systems to create this anti-free speech North Korean brainwashing model he talks about in the clip we're about to play. This is the establishment. So the people running around saying destroy Israel, Palestine's the answer, bring all the Muslims in. AOC said yesterday, now get that clip ready, I played it on the Saturday show, we should bring the refugees from Gaza here. That is the establishment doing that. And again, to people that don't like Israel, You can hate Israel all day long. My point is that it doesn't mean the Islamists are compatible and that we should bring them in here. In fact, let's play the AOC clip first, because this is the UN plan. Displace the Palestinians and move them here. And why doesn't AOC say make them go to Israel? Oh, they might kill the Israelis? Well, that's the whole point. And you look at Europe overrun, all the rest of it, and them allied with the left, and the major project of the UN and BlackRock to bring Islamics here. I just want all the anti-Israel folks to spend a little more time on our borders and a little more time on stopping the Islamics being brought here. You can have your I hate Israel pin, and that's your religion. It's a diversion from the issues we face and our wide open borders and our hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine and the 100 billion more. And I say, no, we shouldn't send $20 billion to Israel. We shouldn't send 80 more billion to Zelensky. I'm against that. And that's really being against something, is when you want to cut the money off. I don't hate the Jews. It's a diverse group. 60%+ don't like Netanyahu. They're in a civil war. I wish him well. I wish the Palestinians well. But not on my dime. How about I say, hey, Israel citizens, you should pay money to clean up our border and to deport the Muslims to your country. They'd be like, that's crazy. No way. Exactly. I'm just as good as you. I'm just as valuable as you. I have my country under attack. So I'm flipping the script. I'm not in the debate about you're for Israel or you're for the Muslims. I say let them have their own situation. And we're not going to be embroiled in it, as our first president said. We should not be involved in foreign entanglements. That doesn't mean when Thomas Jefferson later, and the left always uses that, sent the Marines in when the Muslims were robbing our ships in the Atlantic and in the Mediterranean. No, that's our ships. That's an extension of us. We protect it. But we got to be a country. I mean, I saw today when I had trouble getting to work, and there was traffic on a Sunday, and I walk in, I go, what's going on? They go, oh, Prince Harry just drove down the highway to Formula One racetrack outside Austin. And they had the roads blocked. So I dug through the news and found where he had a giant entourage of hundreds of vehicles, and they blocked the highway. We had a war with the British royals. I don't hate the British people. The British royals aren't even British. I got an Anglophile last name. My ancestors, famous British statesmen, you name it. I'm not going to even get into it, because I don't live off their laurels. Inventor of the stock exchange, the Greshams, all of it. Hell, I'm related to Henry VIII, the whole nine yards. That group's been out of England for 300 years, folks. There hasn't been a British king or any of that in 300 years, folks. You have the weird Transylvanian group, literally, that's where they're from, that run it. And then they've got the idiot prince running around. And they block a road? I don't want a roadblock for the Saudi king or the Israelis or Vladimir Putin becomes the town. But, I mean, you say, well, it's a head of state, maybe. No. Prince Harry came to town. Prince Harry makes surprise visits to U.S. Formula One with huge entourage. I'm going to throw up. You go through the shopping mall or you go through the grocery store, half the magazines are about the Queen of England and all these people. We had a war with them. July 4th is commemorating that. And I mean the elites of England, not the people. And the elites of the UK have opened their borders up and let them be completely overrun. I stand with the British people and the Scottish people and the Irish people against this globalist invasion. And I don't want to hear debates about, oh, the royals don't like Harry. It doesn't matter. Everyone fawns after this guy. We have veterans committing suicide by the hundreds every day. We have the collapse of our civilization. And they're shutting roads down for this guy. All right, without further ado, before I get all the military news and economic news and world news and poison shot news and all the rest of it, let's go to Bill Maher talking about Harvard. But it's not just Harvard. and it's directed by the big boys and by the establishment. And they've incubated this Islamic jihad on the colleges. So, I don't owe the Palestinians anything. You know, Biden's funding Hamas and all of them right now while they fund Israel. It's just a big globalist operation that kills Jews and Muslims all at the same time. And I just say, hey, listen, you and your multi-thousand-year war, you just keep it to yourselves. Here's Bill Maher.
And finally, new rule, as an Ivy League graduate who knows the value of a liberal education, I have one piece of advice for the youth of America. Don't go to college. And if you absolutely have to go, don't go to an elite college, because as recent events have shown, it just makes you stupid. There are few, if any, positives to come out of what happened in Israel, but one of them is opening America's eyes to how high...
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
All these Muslims in. And the Jewish lobby, the ADL, has sat there and helped run it. So I'm a big critic of the ADL because of that. And the ADL doesn't like me because I don't just sit there and hate Jews like they want me to, so they get more converts to the ADL and more funding when people then blame Jews. No, I'm saying, no, you're part of a larger globalist plan to bring down the entire West. Continue.
Not that colleges didn't always have professors with radical beliefs. I know. I used to sell them weed. But the reason why despising Israel became pretty much a requirement of the American left is colleges, elite colleges, the mouth of the river from which this and all manner of radical left, illiberal, yes, illiberal, nonsense flows. Supporting all black, that is, segregated dorms, segregated graduation ceremonies and orientation programs, which occur on hundreds of campuses, is illiberal. So is the
pause again. Back it up 10 seconds. Hey, Bill Maher, the Pentagon supports critical race theory in all of this. The establishment doesn't. It's not dumb students that just pulled this out of their butt. This is being done by the people that run our country, by General Milley. It's a plan to tear us apart. And you're an old white liberal going, wait, this is destructive. This is crazy. This is totalitarian. Yeah, dumbass, it is. And it's the plan. And out of the burning down of the world that's coming this year, next year, the year after that, I'm not sure when, but it's coming. They're going to use that to bring in the world government to stop the threat of this conflagration by putting two pit bulls in an arena together. The threat of AI, the threat they say of global warming, as they cut the resources off and say it's global warming and release viruses and say it's global warming. The globalists are creating all the crises and then sitting back and saying, we'll fix it, we'll fix it. And they incubate all these leftist terrorists on the universities. And then step back and say, don't worry, the old wise men will fix the problem we just created. I don't know if Bill Maher's smart enough to know that's what he's part of. That's what's happening. Let's continue.
Black, that is, segregated dorms, segregated graduation ceremonies and orientation programs, which occur on hundreds of campuses, is illiberal. So is the racism against Asian applicants and chasing speakers off of campus. When the First Amendment watchdog group Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression began ranking colleges based on their commitment to free speech and inquiry, Harvard came in dead last. There's only one set of acceptable opinions on campus, and it's policed hard. The old dorm room bull sessions. John Stuart Mill wrote that he who knows only his own side of the case knows little, to which today's college students respond, he and his are cis pronouns. They commit violence against queer and BIPOC communities, so who cares what John Stuart Mill says, whoever he is. Oh, and Thomas Jefferson was a slaveholder. He might have done some other stuff, but it wasn't on the test. Elite schools should no longer be called elite. Just say expensive. Which may be why they breed a particular brand of detestable graduate, a personality type that does not emerge from Chico State. Sure, they occasionally turn out some indecent, but for every Barack Obama, there are two Josh Hawleys. The former debate team jerk-off who had no friends that no one likes today and yet somehow manages to win a statewide popularity contest. Box-checking brown-nosers who don't actually believe anything except that tricking stupid people's fun.
So let's pause again. He's here to make all the white boomers who see they've financed their own destruction feel okay. Hey, it's under control. It's handled. Everything's all right. No, it's not all right. The globalists released a virus. They released a shot that killed 20 million people. And they're just getting started. And it doesn't matter what color you are. You better get through your head. The New World Order means business. And they want a fractured, divided, destroyed country. And they're building the new elite to be at the Pentagon, who will work against our country, who will work against independent individuals, and who will break things down for power. I'm done playing Bill Maher. He's not going to listen. He still lives in L.A. He doesn't get it. But I'm talking to you tonight because you get it. And I respect you no matter if you're a Christian, a Muslim, a Jew, whether you're black or white. But I will tell you this. The divide and conquer is working. And when white people that are some of the most innovative, I'd say Japanese are right up there as well. But I mean, let's not lie. White people are incredible. They're amazing. And all groups are amazing. I love humanity. But the attack that white is bad and you're bad because you're white and all of this, I mean, you look at the cathedrals white people built. You look at Beethoven, you look at the science, you look at all of it, and a lot of bad has been done. But, I mean, white people are amazing. And everybody else is incredible and amazing as well. But they are literally out there saying it's inherently bad to be white. What do you think a young white person who's not sophisticated yet thinks when they see that? They get aggregated into another column that the globalists are going to use once they collapse society, to be the commanders of the global extermination force. And then the white people are going to kill everybody. Hitler was just a dress rehearsal. I am literally jacked into the Holy Ghost. And God tells me, you need to give everybody an opportunity to join. And we're going to take everybody with us. And if you don't do this, I'm going to cut you off. You understand? And I'm like, yes, sir. I get the directive. I'm going to try to convince people. It's like, good, better. So white people, 20 to 1, are being attacked around the country. For every one person that's attacked that's not white, 20 white people are attacked, killed, murdered, carjacked, raped, beat up for no reason. And everybody sees it. And big tech allows it. They don't censor all the whites getting attacked anymore. They censor it in corporate media for the boomers. But they don't censor it online because they're legitimizing attacks on whites. They're promoting it towards a larger collision course. And when the white people are done wiping everybody else out, because that's what you told them, they were the devil. You told them they were going to do it. And what we dream, we build. And now we approach the point of no return. All right. I'm going to get into the military news and more straight ahead. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today. The globalists want you to hate yourself no matter what color you are. Don't. You were made by God. Where were you when humanity was fighting for its life? Where were you when the globalists were caught trafficking millions of children for sex slavery worldwide? Where were you when the New World Order was starting World War III with Russia? Well, I know where you are. You're watching and listening to InfoWars.com right now, and I salute you and thank you. And I want to encourage all of you who've been in this fight so long to realize we've reached the critical juncture in the battle now. And a key tool in that fight is the Great Awakening, defeating the globalists, and launching the next great renaissance. This is my second book, part two of the Great Reset and the War for the World. It's a longer book, a quite frankly more powerful book, and just like the last book went to number one, it is up to you to send it to number one right now. This is a cultural fight against the globalists, and it funds the InfoWar. Get signed or unsigned copies of The Great Awakening right now at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. This is a book everybody needs. Get your copy of The Great Awakening right now.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
The last beacon of truth in a world of deception is Alex Jones.
So I want to shift gears now to something that's really important. They lied to us about COVID. They lied to us about the shots. They lied to us about WMDs in Iraq. They lied to us about so many things over and over again. But with Derek Chauvin getting 22 years plus in prison, and I remember when I've got a copy of it right here, when the autopsy came out and there was no damage, no blood vessels broken, no signs of anything. They said it doesn't matter. He's got to go to jail for murder. And now the main prosecutor has gone public and filed a lawsuit and said, listen, we said we talked to the coroner. He died of fentanyl. And then they demoted her and then tried to get three more male prosecutors to do it. They wouldn't do it. Think about that. So now, in these lawsuits, it's come out with the witnesses that they met with the prosecutors, with the district attorney, and they said, the public already thinks he's guilty. It doesn't matter if he's innocent or worked with him previously when he was a bouncer years before. We're going to put this guy in prison for 20-plus years. And out of that was the white people bowing at events to the weird leftist black people and Soros raising tens of millions of dollars off Black Lives Matter and all of this craziness and division and the summer of rage and billions of dollars of things being burned down and all the murders and deaths and all the riots and the defunding of police and all the crime that came from that, all based on a lie. But imagine the judiciary. Imagine the prosecutors. Because that's come out in these lawsuits, these depositions with the prosecutors that are taking action against us. They said, well, and I've got copies of it. I'll show it to you while Tucker talks. Well, it doesn't matter if he's innocent. We got to cover this evidence up and put him in prison because that's what the public wants. And that's what the judiciary and the prosecutors are like now, purely political, given their orders to do this, and then they do it. Everything you were told about George Floyd was a lie, was not murdered by police officers of Tucker Carlson. Big report on InfoWars.com. Episode 32, you'll be shocked to learn this, but it turns out the whole George Floyd story was a lie. Here's actual transcripts of the depositions of the lead prosecutor talking to the coroner, saying, no, he didn't die from asphyxiation, he died from fentanyl. They say, but the public can't handle it, and it'll end our careers. This is the kind of case that will end our careers. See that on the screen? So they didn't just come out and say, hey, you know, he was on drugs. No, they covered that up. And then they talked to the jurors. They said, well, he didn't kill him on purpose, but we wanted to send a message. Far left pressure in George Floyd case may have influenced trial despite lack of strangulation evidence, court documents. And here's the actual medical examiner's report. No facial, oral, mucosal or conjunctival evidence, no injuries to any muscles, no evidence of strangulation, no evidence of the blood of oxygen being low. He was on fentanyl, methamphetamines, cocaine, and a bunch of other opiates, enough to kill four horses. And he says, I can't breathe, get me out, get me out. And he's flopping around, so they restrain him. But the point is that this was all something to divert us away and promote all this violence. That was the cool thing back then, right? And the whole thing was a lie. Here's Tucker Carlson reporting.
Now that we know that it was not, in fact, a pandemic of the unvaccinated, now that we know that Ukraine is not actually winning the war against Russia, it could be time to revisit some of the other slogans we've been assured are true and ordered to repeat. Are they in fact true? Did, for example, a racist white cop actually murder a man called George Floyd, a civil rights leader, in Minneapolis on Memorial Day of 2020? Now, we've been told that that happened, told it relentlessly for more than 3 years. So at this point, we've been told it so much that pretty much everybody seems to believe it. And because everyone does kind of believe it, a small group of people has been allowed to make massive changes to American society. They include, but are not limited to, decriminalizing stealing, defunding the police, adding a new federal holiday to the calendar called Juneteenth, the ceasing of hiring all white men in corporate America, and of course, significantly, they also sent a cop called Derek Chauvin to prison for more than 40 years. He would be the racist white devil who murdered George Floyd. But the question is, did he actually murder George Floyd? And the answer is, well, no, he didn't murder George Floyd. And we're not guessing about that. We know it conclusively, thanks to a new court case now underway in Hennepin County, Minnesota. The case was brought by a prosecutor there called Amy Sweezy. She's suing her boss. So the case is not actually about George Floyd or Derek Chauvin, but it tells you an awful lot about both of them. In her deposition, which you should read, Amy Sweezy describes a conversation that she had with the county medical examiner, Andrew Baker, right after George Floyd died. Quote, I called Dr. Baker early that morning to tell him about the case and to ask him if he would perform the autopsy on Mr. Floyd. Sweezy recalls all this under oath in the deposition. Quote, he called me later in the day on that Tuesday, and he told me that there were no medical findings that showed any injury to the vital structures of Mr. Floyd's neck. There were no medical indications of asphyxia or strangulation. Oh. In other words, George Floyd, according to the official autopsy, was not murdered. He died instead of what we used to call natural causes, which in his case would include decades of drug use, as well as the fatal concentration of fentanyl that was in his system on his final day. So this was not a killing. It was yet another narcotics OD in a country that courts more than 100,000 of them every year. The medical examiner clearly understood that and, in fact, articulated it. And Sweezy explains. He said to me, she recalls in the deposition, Amy, what happens when the actual evidence doesn't match up with the public narrative that everyone's already decided on? And then he said, quote, this is the kind of case that ends careers. In other words, everyone lied about it from the very beginning. The people who knew the truth hid the truth and allowed the revolution to proceed. Now they've been exposed. Now we know the truth. What happens next? Well, they're going to ignore it. The Biden administration just issued a long purple statement celebrating George Floyd's birthday. He's a martyr. Despite the fact we know that he was not murdered. And by the way, Derek Chauvin is still languishing in jail for the rest of his life. So how do we respond to this? How do we respond to the truth once we have it? Well, Vince Everett Ellison seemed like a good man to ask. He's the author of Crime, Inc. He joins us now. Vince, thanks so much for coming on. So as with so many other stories, the origin
thanks for having me, Tucker.
Of COVID, it's a blessing to have you. We now know what actually happened, but the question then is, what do you do with that knowledge? We know that the U.S. government, Tony Fauci, worked with the Chinese to create the virus that overturned the American economy, but, like, what do we do with that knowledge? What do we do with the knowledge that George Floyd was not actually strangled to death by a cop?
We have to acknowledge the people that gave it to us and why. See, George Floyd is the Democratic Party's prototypical black man. These are the black men they are trying to create. So George Floyd has to be elevated. He has to be celebrated. He's perfect to them. He was poor. He was uneducated. He was a drug addict. He didn't have a job. He was down there begging and crying and asking the white people to not kill him. To a white Democrat, this is the perfect black man. So he has to be elevated. Look, not a few days ago, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden celebrated hip-hop music. They have a celebration of hip-hop.
Hip-hop culture is America's culture. It is a genre. It is music and melody and rhyme. And hip-hop is also an ethos.
A music genre that calls the black man the N-word, calls women the W-word.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Last year, we put this book out, The Great Reset and the War for the World. It became a number one national bestseller. Now we put part two out, and it's even thicker and more powerful. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the second Great Renaissance. This is such a powerful book. It covers all the globalist plans, the latest developments, how to stop them, and then gives an alternate plan of a society we could build together. That's why it's the Great Awakening. The Great Awakening is happening right now. You can get signed or unsigned copies of the book at InfoWarsStore.com. This is a historic book. I want to thank you all for your support. This is next level information, and it's a great way to not just support the broadcast, but inform yourself to the next level and share the book with friends and family. So whether you want one copy or multiple copies, go now to InfoWarsStore.com and get The Great Awakening. This is going to go to number one. I want to thank you for your support. It's a powerful book. Get yours now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
We got a break. And then Harris is going to take over Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m. Central, InfoWars.com/show, and stations across the country. But I wanted to play you a couple clips here about what we're really facing. We're all facing a cashless society. We're all facing the ESGs. We're all facing the social credit scores. We're all facing the UN tree to take over our bodies and biomedical tyranny. And we need to unify and understand that that's happening. But yes, the globalists have used their attack on the black community and the destruction of their family as a test case for everybody else now. And it's already happened. It's following the same path. It is total destruction and incredible selfishness by individuals that are involved and not take care of their kids, not take care of their wives. The women don't take care of the men. It's the plan. And we're living it right now. And civilization's going down. So I want to play Godfrey Bloom, a member of the UK Parliament, the UK member of the EU Parliament, representative of the UK, talking about the central banks, how their scam works, and then cut to Joe Rogan with Duncan Trussell talking about the Mark of the Beast back to back. Here's both clips.
It is my opinion that you do not really understand the concept of banking. All the banks are broke. Bank Santander, Deutsche Bank, Royal Bank of Scotland, they're all broke. And why are they broke? It isn't an act of God. It isn't some sort of tsunami. They're broke because we have a system called fractional reserve banking, which means that banks can lend money that they don't actually have. It's a criminal scandal, and it's been going on for too long. To add to that problem, you have moral hazard, a very significant moral hazard from the political sphere. And most of the problem starts in politics. and central banks, which are part of the same political system. We have counterfeiting, sometimes called quantitative easing, but counterfeiting by any other name. The artificial printing of money, which if any ordinary person did, they'd go to prison for a very long time. And yet governments and central banks do it all the time. Central banks repress the amount of interest that rates are, so we don't have the real cost of money. And yet we blame the real retail banks for manipulating LIBOR. The sheer effrontery of this is quite astonishing. It's central banks. It's central banks that manipulate interest rates, Commissioner. And plus, underneath all this, we talk loosely, in a rather cavalier fashion, do we not, about deposit guarantees. So when banks go broke through their own incompetence and chicanery, the taxpayer picks up the tab. It's theft from the taxpayer. And until we start sending bankers, and I include central bankers and politicians, to prison for this outrage, it will continue.
How long before we're a cashless society?
This is where I get scared, because it's too similar.
The mark of the beast.
It's too similar to exactly what it says. You won't be able to trade, you won't be able to do anything unless you have the mark.
How's the mark of the beast described in the Bible?
We should read it.
Then I saw another beast rising out of the earth. It had two horns like a lamb, and it spoke like a dragon. It deceives those who dwell on earth. It also causes all, both small and great, both rich and poor, both free and slave, to be marked on the right hand or the forehead, so that no one can buy or sell unless he has the mark. This calls for wisdom. Let the one who has understanding calculate the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
I'm now hopeless. I'm about to pay for my groceries with my... This is the coolest thing ever.
Joe Rogan, quoting Revelations. Told you he's awake, real awake. So our work is going forward. You that have backed this show have changed the world. I don't want you to forget that. Let's hit a bunch of news. I had Harrison Smith taking over here in about 9 minutes. Javier Milei, 20-plus points ahead, said that Argentina is one of the wealthiest countries in the world. It was. And through leftist communist policies, they're destroying the currency. They indicted him for making the currency drop for his speech 6 days ago. Now, let me show you a graph. Here they are from 2018 to where we are now with the devaluation. He said they're devaluing the currency right here, when it was already devalued. They've indicted him saying it's not the communists' fault, it's not BlackRock's fault, it's not the New World Order's fault, it's his fault that this happened. It's his fault, just like they're trying to bar Bolsonaro from running and trying to indict him. They've greenlit the indictment just like they're doing to Trump. Save money to buy a house, your dollar goes half as far as it did at the end of 2020. NBC News. But Paul Krugman says there's no inflation. You pay, what, $4 for the New York Times a day? That's money well spent. I'll tell you that, you know, black is white and all the rest of you want, but I'm not going to do that. Trump fined for violating gag order, saying the corrupt court is attacking him. Lawsuit to block Trump from Colorado 2024 ballot survives more legal challenges, CNN. They're election meddling in front of everybody and telling you that when they piss on you, it's raining. And this is a really important article out of the Washington Post that I want to talk about here now. I followed this case, but this is the microcosm of what they fear. They did 2 years of lockdowns in Michigan County. They arrested preachers that still did their services, but let the liquor stores and grocery stores and topless bars open. And now the town has risen up and gone from being 80% Democrat to 60% Republican, and they're throwing everybody out, and they're panicking, saying, oh, my God, this is so scary. just like they're panicking with the school board meetings. People say, don't teach my five-year-old he's racist or she's racist because they're white, or don't have them be part of drag queen story time, drag queen pedophile time. The pandemic's over in this Michigan county. The mistrust never ended. And they go, oh, how horrible it is that they're throwing out the health department and the energy group and all of them. But it's these groups that get flown around from the counties to the meetings in New York and London and Berlin and get rent into the New World Order takeover and Agenda 21 and Agenda 2030. And now you read this article. It's a long article. They're so panicked that, hey, trust us. We're sorry we gave you poison shots. We're sorry we did all this to you. Just go back to sleep, and everything is going to be all right. But it's not going to be all right. So they are very, 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 very upset that they just screwed us and raped us and robbed us, and we're not buying into it. We're not going along with it. We know we have a predatory group of corporate technocrats through our local governments screwing us, and people aren't buying it. All right, I'm going to end the official Sunday Alex Jones show. Harrison Smith takes over on the same streams and stations. Here in just a few minutes, we got a break at Infowars.com/show and band.video. I'm going to do an hour with Robert Barnes and Viva Fry, and we'll post that on Infowars.com as well, so you can share it, magnify it. But when you take action, nothing on earth stops you. Separately, The Great Awakening is now shipping. Look how much thicker it is than the last book. The last book was great. It's 200 pages longer. The enemy battle plan, how to stop them. It funds the operation. Get a signed book as a fundraiser. Infowarsstore.com. Get an unsigned book. Get both the books. Whatever. It is important for you to do that. And separately, hey, Americana, Kentucky whiskey. You put a black light on this. Where's my black light at? I forget where I put it. Point is, you point a black light at it, it does amazing things. It's available. We've already sold out of half the bottles. That funds the operation. Just the bottle itself is a piece of Americana. And historic, conspiracybourbon.com. Conspiracybourbon.com. Are you about to give me the black light? You going to try to find it? It's on my left. Oh, here it is. So the crew just told me. So boom. Overhead shot, please. Do a shot with this. And just the bottle itself is going to be, oh, thus to tyrants. Oh, yeah. All the secret messages on there. The 10 conspiracy imperatives. And this is just the first run. There'll be more bottles in the future with a different label. These are collector's items. And that's how George Washington funded the Second American Revolution with John Adams and Thomas Jefferson. But, of course, Sam Adams, the main guy. Infowarsstore.com. is for all the great supplements and products and books and films. But conspiracybourbon.com is where you get conspiracy bourbon. Conspiracybourbon.com. Get yours while you still can. God bless and good luck. Harrison Smith takes over now.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.